This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Jan, as always, welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here. Sorry about that. Yes, for the first time, we are not going to be talking about a crypto scam of some sort. But yeah, the bad news about Eskom's private power generation is that the energy minister, or more technically correct, the Minister of Mineral Resources, Gwede Mantashe, has missed President Ramaphosa's deadline to publish regulations specifically allowing private individuals to go up to 100 megawatts of embedded generation capacity without requiring a license from NATSA. Without the regulations, you need a license. And so the deadline has been missed so badly that we don't even have a draft of the amended the amendment bill. They actually have to amend, it sounds like, the actual law. So it needs an amendment bill, not just regulations. And so that has to go through a full public consultation process, which NERSA has said that they will try to expedite, but they can't do anything until the draft is on the table. So here we are 60 days later, when President Ramaphosa said it would be possible to do this thing, and there's nothing on the table yet. There's still probably months of work to get a draft finalized after it's been tabled, and we're still waiting for the minister to publish a government gazette with even a draft in it.
And after seeing what's happened with Medupi, us celebrating with them coming online, and now the explosion, we're seeing that there's still major faults after 14 years and going way over budget. We really need private power incentives, and we need this partnership to take off. But let's move on. I saw an interesting article on social media earlier today from my broadband about Bank Zero and some testing you did with regards to their cards. What is Bank Zero, and what tests were you doing?
Yeah, Bank Zero is Michael Jordan. I don't know how many people remember Michael Jordan from his F&B days. He's big news in our world, so you know, we speak about him like a celebrity. Michael Jordan has a new banking venture that he has been punting since 2018. And the bank is called Bank Zero. They were, you know, they were going to launch back in 2018 already, but had a couple of delays. And so they've actually been overtaken by other banks in the space. Bank Zero was the first digital bank to punt a branchless banking offering that offers you like zero fees for everything. But since then, we've had Time Bank launch, and we've had Discovery Bank launch. And so Bank Zero is kind of late, or maybe not late, but at least third to the party here. And where they were trying to, upset or revolutionize the banking industry, there are now others who have broken ground before them. That said, Bank Zero still offers some really interesting things. They do a completely online FICA system, which is pretty cool. So basically, you get the app, you go through a completely app-based FICA process where anybody who has signed up to a cryptocurrency exchange would be familiar with it. It's the standard international Know Your Customer KYC process, where you look into your cell phone's webcam, you look left, you look right, they take some photos, they take a voice sample. You upload your proof of address and proof of identity, which is then manually verified by a human being. And hey, presto, you've got a new bank account, much faster than going into a branch would have been. And then from there, you can order a debit card. The debit card is customized. They actually put a photo on it, which they print onto the card. And that is then shipped to you in a couple of days. And it costs you 80 rand to ship it to a click, so you pick it up there, or 140 rand to courier it to a major center. And I think they charge 180 rand to courier it to a regional center. And then you've got a fully customized debit card as well. So it's an interesting offering. They've got some interesting features in the bank account, permission features that allow you to set who can pay, create payments for beneficiaries, approve payments, who can see your transactions. They've got a system where you've got to approve every single online payment you make, or rather any online purchase you make, to try and curb what they call card not present fraud. And they've got a system where you've got an option to reject any new debit order that comes in on your account. They'll notify you of a new debit order, and then you've got the option to reject it. These are the kinds of security features we would love to see more of on all bank accounts. And so those are the kinds of things that Bank Zero is coming to market with to entice people to switch.
Well, that was keeping with our theme today of good news, having a new bank that offers online FICA. Let's go back to the bad news. Tell us more about this disappearing airtime mystery involving Cell C.
Yes, this is a test we conduct every so often. Every couple of months, we do disappearing airtime and disappearing data tests. And, you know, it keeps happening, so we keep testing. And this is the first set of results. We'll have a second set of results involving Vodacom that we'll publish at a later stage. But yeah, the bottom line is that we found disappearing airtime on Cell C, not huge amounts, but after 2 weeks, our 15 Rand airtime balance had gone down to 14 Rand 81. And so you can see that over an extended period, you'll actually lose quite a bit of money, right? So Cell C said they're investigating, and just so everybody knows, when we conducted this test, we made sure the phones were up to date. We connected them to power. We connected them to Wi-Fi. We disabled mobile data, and then we loaded, you know, a 15 Rand airtime voucher. And we did nothing on these phones for 2 weeks except check their airtime balance using USSD code. And so Cell C said it's investigating what might have happened here, and they'll provide us with an update once their investigation is complete.
Well, so they said that all do add up.
Yes, the cents do all add up, and you know, this won't hit, you know, this won't hit us, folks who can eke out a relatively comfortable middle class living, but the poorest in South Africa are the ones who are hit the worst. You know, who live on 5 Rand a day's worth of airtime or less sometimes. You know, every cent counts. You know, like if you've just loaded 5 Rand, or 10 Rands airtime with the purpose of buying a bundle that costs exactly that amount of money, and now a couple of cents have vanished, that can hurt you quite badly.
Very true. Jan van Meulen, a wise man once said, if you look after the pennies, the pounds will look after themselves. So thank you for doing that test. And thank you for joining us today. And I look forward to chatting again one of the days.
It's only my pleasure. Chat again soon, and have a great evening further.